What is your name?
Audrey Ellis.
What was your childhood like?
My childhood was a total of 6 kids. I had 4 older sisters, then me, and then I had a younger brother. We was raised up in one house, a 5-bedroom house, with my mother, my dad, my grandmother, and grandpa.
What was it like living in a full house?
It was fun because I was the baby girl. Everybody had to take care of me at the time because my brother wasn't born yet. And as I got older, I was able to attend Catholic school.
How was your experience in Catholic school?
At first, I didn't like it because I started in 7th grade. I had to get used to it because I had just graduated from 6th grade elementary. But it was a good experience. I learned a lot.
Did this cause you to get more involved in religion?
Yes, because that was one of the main subjects you had to take in Catholic school. My parents had to sign a religion waiver in order for me to take it. And I graduated from St. Lawrence in the 8th grade. And I took a test for Pope Pius X, which was a hard Catholic school to get into. I was accepted, and I went all the way through 12th. And one of my majors was religion.
I know you talked about graduating in the 6th grade. A lot of people say that before my time, middle school started in 7th and ended in 9th. Did you like it better when it was like that, or do you like how it is now?
I like it better back then because I feel like kids are growing up too fast. With 6 kids going to middle school in 6th grade, they're not getting their childhood experience. They're just throwing them in middle school with the older kids, and they're kind of growing up too fast. They got the phones, new technology. We didn't have all that back then. You had more knowledge. You had to figure out math for yourself, science for yourself. Now they have these technologies. All you have to do is Google. And I don't feel that the kids are learning like we learned back then.
If you can relive any memory from your childhood, what would it be and why?
It would be to be able to raise my kids and my grandkids in a household that I was raised up in with my parents and my grandparents, because my grandfather worked at the shipyard. My dad worked for Greyhound. My mom worked for the Los Angeles School Board. And my grandmother, she took care of the household while they worked. She cooked, cleaned, she got all of us ready for school. We come home, food was ready. We had to do our homework. We had to do our chores. Back then, not a lot of Black families grew up like that. We had respect for our parents. We had respect for the teachers and our neighbors. And our neighbors was able to discipline us as well as our teachers. Nowadays, the law does not allow the teachers to discipline. And that's where a lot of children has lost respect for majority of our adults.
Do you feel like having a full family around and living with your normal family can affect your life?
Yes, it does. It's the respect that you give. It's the attention that you give your children and you bring them up right. My parents, them back in the day, always said, you treat the person that the way you want to be treated. You had to give respect to no matter who it was. And when the adults was in the front and had company, the kids stayed in the back where the kids was. We all learned how to do our work, read, write. Nowadays, a lot of kids don't even know how to do that. And I really believe you get a strong background, and that's the reason why I'm so involved in my granddaughter Imani's education to make sure that she gets the best education, because my parents make sure that we all got the best education. Me and my brother was the two out of the six that went to Catholic school. My other sisters and them went to good schools. We all went to college, and that's what we want to see from our kids and our grandkids. So when you have a close family that stays together, prays together, and solve problems together, then your kids will grow up with that same moral and take it and give it to their children and to their families.
So I know your parents passed away when you were very young, and it sounds like they left a big impact on your life. If they were still here, how do you think things would be now?
We will still be having big family gatherings as we do now. I'm in the household where I was raised. I'm raising my kids and my granddaughter Imani here. The only thing we miss our Sunday dinners. Every Sunday, my mom would cook this big dinner, and we would all bring our kids, and we'd have Sunday dinner. But we do have family functions when everybody come to town. We call this house the house. This is where we all come and gather. Either it's happy birthday parties, or someone's coming in town, or we have a funeral, which we just did. My sister passed. This is the house where we gather at. If someone out there in our family that does not have anywhere to stay, they come here and have a room here. I have my nephew here. I have my cousin here that's from Shreveport. She's here. So this is the house that was blessed for us to keep in our family, to enable everyone to understand family is important.
So is this basically going to be like a generation house that we're never, ever going to give up?
Exactly. This house right here, a lot of people, parents pass away, and the first thing they want to do, they want to get into it with each other. They want to sell their house or whatever. But this house right here was a house we've been in since 1947. And we're still here because our parents wanted to give us something, a foundation to build our family and our kids and their kids in order to show them what family is about.
How did your childhood affect who you are today?
It showed me how to become a parent. It gave me respect. It showed me how to love my family and people around me. It showed me how to love other races, because when I went to school, I was able to interact with different cultures and to learn about them. And we just not only have the African-American family, we are Indians, we have Hispanics, we have white, and we love each other. And without my family, my parents being there for us to teach us this and to teach us religion and to having us love one another, I learned that and I was able to build that and install that into my kids and to my grandkids and sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews as well.
If there was one important lesson you got from your childhood, what would it be?
There's a couple, but one thing is to introduce love. You love everyone no matter who or what they are or what they have become, and to respect what they are and what their life is. Not to go and, to throw stones at someone because they're not like you. Everybody is different in shape, color. They speak different. They look different. You know, whatever they want to do, that's their opinion of what they want to do. God put us on this earth to love each and every one, no matter who we are. And the day the kids are growing up now, there's not enough people out there to teach them that you love each other no matter what, and you become friends with them or just speak and say hi and keep going, but to do right by one another.